You're nervous, Ben said.
He and Vistara sat together on the edge of her bed. Ben had his arm around her, and she leaned on his shoulder. Her hair was soft against his cheek, and he breathed in the scent of it with closed eyes.
He was glad Vistara couldn't see him right now, as he knew he had the most idiotic smile on his face. He was okay with that.
No, I'm not,
Vistara said, far too quickly. He squeezed her arm.
Yeah, you are. I would be too. You're about to meet a whole bunch of people who not long ago were your sworn enemies and say, Hi there, I used to be a Sith, but not anymore. It's okay, because I'm dating the most amazing, best-looking, smartest Jedi and Ow!
She used the Force to smack his head. The blow was clearly playful, but it stung. And Ben used his free hand to rub his ear.
Don't get cocky,
Vistara said. Her voice was teasing, warm with affection, and Ben was discovering he loved to hear that tone.
All right, I am nervous. Who wouldn't be? No one is going to believe I've really had a change of heart, and I don't blame them. The Jedi believe in second chances,
Ben told her, growing serious. She needed to trust in that, or else she would be in danger of backsliding.
I know it's hard for you to be open, but you've got nothing to hide anymore. Let everyone see what I see, and they'll believe you. I hope so,
Vistara said. A slight quaver had entered her voice.
Master Luke seems to.
Luke's response had heartened both Ben and Vistara, but Ben knew that facing so many Jedi who had very recently been attacking Sith ships had to be an unsettling concept for a Sith born and raised.
It'll be all right, he assured her. You might sense a little doubt and some hostility. Okay, maybe a lot. But you'll win them over.
Vistara pulled away from him slightly, her brown eyes shining with mischief.
Will I?
She said in a mock, sultry tone.
Yeah, but you don't kiss anyone but me, okay?
Her teasing smirk melted into a smile, full, genuine, warm.
Okay,
she said.